This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
Tonight on a special 2-hour 2020, Barbara Walters on the trip of a lifetime, the search for heaven. This little boy says he went there and came back.
I got to see Jesus, my sister who's already there, David, Samson, and two of the apostles.
How does science explain that?
Tonight, questions and answers from every angle.
Heaven is here.
Music, movies, even The Simpsons.
God, I gotta ask you something.
What does it take to get there?
If you don't change who you are, then you won't go to heaven.
Is heaven here on earth if you've got the bucks?
Father, give them bonuses, raises.
Do you think God wants us to be rich?
Will we reunite with our loved ones?
Will you be meeting Uncle Jack Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, Jacqueline Kennedy?
I have that hope.
But what if you don't believe?
You're saying if heaven is really a wonderful place, we should all be
hanging ourselves now.
And if there's a heaven, does there have to be that raging pit of fire and foreboding called hell?
Okay, at some point you're going to pay.
2 hours, two places for life after death. And two ageless questions about heaven. Where is it? And how do we get there?
Two good questions, in fact, if you ask me. I mean, those are great questions. Now, we're going through the 2020 special. Barbara Walters aired on Friday, and we're listening to what she's presenting. A whole panoply of views on heaven. Pop culture, pop American Christianity, the king of pop American Christianity. Joel Osteen, we're right in the middle of that conversation, right on the cusp of his answer to the question, what about people who don't believe in Jesus? What about them? Why don't they go to heaven? And I'm asking for your questions, your comments, and your reaction. 1-877-623-6943. This is Issues Etc. coming to you live this Monday afternoon, July the 9th. I'm Todd Wilkin, and thanks for tuning us in. 1-877-623-6943 is our call-in number. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc. Or leave a question or a comment, your reaction to 2020's special on heaven that aired on Friday, at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Now, just as we were coming to the end of the last hour, Barbara was coming to a question for Joel Osteen. He's America's pastor. He's the pastor of the largest megachurch in the United States. He has written a book, I believe, about heaven. So it's a legitimate question to ask America's expert on heaven. What do you do with people who aren't Christians? Or this is how Barbara put it.
Evangelicals believe that a person can get to heaven only if they believe in Christ and if they are born again. So the big question is, what happens to the Muslims and the Hindus and the Jews and people who do not believe in Christ? Where do they go?
You know what, Barbara? I think only God can be the judge of that. But it just goes back to the Christian faith. The basis of it is that Christ came to offer us forgiveness for our sins. And in the Scripture, that's the only way to salvation. I can't be the judge of other people.
Do you think it's the only way to salvation?
I do believe that. Through the Scriptures, that's clearly what it's taught. The Christian faith shows us that Christ's forgiveness is available to anybody. All we have to do is call on the name of the Lord. Doesn't matter who you are.
But if you do not believe in Christ, if you believe in another God or no God, then you do not have the chance to get to heaven?
I don't think there's any guarantee in the Scripture that we do if we don't have a relationship with Christ. Again, that was the whole basis of the Christian faith. That's why Christ came. And again, it's back to whoever wants to receive him. I mean, it's available to anyone.
Unlike many evangelical preachers, Pastor Osteen's message is primarily good news.
Well, we'll get to the good news of Osteen's message, whether or not it is some good news. Is it the good news? What do you make of his answer to that question? She backed up twice and took two, if not three, attempts at it. What about it? Well, that's for God to judge, was the first answer. What do you make of that? 1-877-623-6943. It was a very straightforward, simple, theological question. Christians believe that Christians go to heaven solely by faith in Jesus Christ. What about people who don't have faith in Jesus Christ? His first answer was, well, that's for God to judge. So are you saying they don't go to heaven? Well, I kind of have to say that because that's what the Bible says. He seems uncomfortable with the answer, doesn't he? I don't know why he would be, because that is clearly what the Bible teaches, but he's uncomfortable with the answer. 1-877-623-6943. It's audio open lines, issues, etc. We're listening to Barbara Walters' 2020 special on heaven. Now to the issue of whether or not what Joel is preaching, America's preacher, America's pastor, of whether or not what he's preaching Sunday by Sunday is really good news.
Today I will be taught the Word of God.
Why wait for riches in heaven when anything is possible right here on earth? Critics call it Christianity light. No mention of sin, suffering, or sacrifice. Osteen replaces fire and brimstone with a motivational message.
But if you can just get up every morning expecting God to turn it around, positive and hopeful, then God promises He will give you a supernatural strength that'll cause you to soar like the eagles.
What do you think it is about your message that strikes such a chord with people?
My message is that God is a good God. And if we'll have the right attitude, that He'll take us places that we've never dreamed of.
Yeah, we'll keep you in our prayers. Yes, sir. See you again, everybody.
Certainly the 49-year-old Osteen isn't a place he never dreamed of. Houston's Lakewood Church collects over $70 million a year.
God bless you.
Osteen and his wife Victoria are the pastors and stars of the show.
Now, he says that their message, and this is what he says is good news, is that God is a good God, and that if you have the right attitude, He'll take you places where you never thought you could go. I'll just repeat that. His message, God is a good God, and if you have the right attitude, He will take you places where you never thought you could go. And after all, He's living proof, isn't it? Isn't He? I mean, He's got the right attitude, and He's gone places He never thought He could go. He took His dad's ministry, John Osteen, who had a pretty successful church in Houston, Texas, he took it places no one ever dreamed it would go. The reason they got 43,000 people in their doors every week is because they used to play hockey there. Now they do church there. They have an 18,000-seat church. I've been there. And at the big service on Sunday, they need every one of those 18,000 seats. That's why they have more than one service over the week and have 43,000 people there. And it does appeal to a lot of people. God is a good God. And if you have the right attitude, He will take you places you never thought you could go. I can understand why that would appeal. There's no cross, there's no suffering, there's no blood, there's no Jesus really necessary. You don't even really have to deal with the issue of Jesus beyond the fact, do you believe in Him? Yeah, good enough. God is a good God. God is good for no reason in particular. He's going to show you favor for no reason in particular, except you got that right attitude. Now, if you don't show the right attitude, God's still a good God, but He's not going to take you places He never thought you could go. Your attitude is holding Him back. It's Joel Osteen's kind of lightened up, softened up, diluted version of name it, claim it, the word of faith message that his dad preached in its undiluted form. Joel preaches it in a very, very diluted form. But what he's proven is watering down even something as pernicious as the word faith error can prove more popular than his wildest imagination.
Isn't it amazing that every good and perfect gift, the Bible says, comes down from the Father of lights in heavenly places.
The message we preach is the message of hope and love and forgiveness. And I think these days, the world in general, it's kind of negative. There's a lot of things pulling people down. And so we're trying to just plant a seed of hope in people's hearts.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
Critics say the evangelicals and other conservative Christian groups inappropriately apply the Bible's lessons to fit their agendas on social issues like abortion, stem cell research, euthanasia, and same-sex marriage. Osteen is aware of the hazards of appearing to be too perfect or judgmental, and therefore he avoids many of the polarizing issues.
You stay away from some of the very controversial subjects like gay marriage, abortion, politics. You don't address those subjects.
I really don't. I don't feel like that's my main thrust. Uh-huh. And sometimes I think if you get away from what you're called to do, it's more of a distraction.
Father, I pray for promotion among your people. Father, give them bonuses, increases, raises, inheritances.
Part of that focus is prosperity. Osteen has been criticized for focusing too much on the almighty dollar.
You are known for preaching what is called the prosperity gospel. Do you think God wants us to be rich?
I think the word rich is all relative. To me, prosperity is health, good relationships, and money, of course, is part of it.
We'll come back to Joel Osteen, Barbara Walters, during her special that aired Friday night on 2020 on heaven. I want your reaction. Joel Osteen, they're not talking so much about heaven. They're kind of talking about heaven here on earth. That is, this life. Now, don't get me wrong, Joel Osteen believes in heaven, but part of his theology, if it can even really be called a theology, let's call it an anthropology because it's more of an anthropology than it is a theology. God is out there and he's good, given the real point is you and your attitude, and you determine whether or not God can take you places where you want to go. A big part of that is, you know, if you're not getting it now in this attitude, what does that mean about your eternal life? We'll be right back.
Should you go first, or if you follow me, will you meet me in heaven someday?
Trinity Orchard Farm is settled between two rivers showing the way to the water of life. For worship that is reverent, relevant, and refreshing like pure water, or for excellent education in a unique setting, check out our church and school. We're just 5 miles north of Highway 370 on Highway 94 in St. Charles County. Visit us on the web at trinityorchardfarm.com. That's trinityorchardfarm.com. Our phone number is 636-250-3350.
Wouldn't it be great if more of your fellow parishioners listened to Issues Etc.? Well, here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. The bulletin blurb is updated weekly, issuesetc.org. Stay connected, issuesetc.org.
An umbilical cord of biblical truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation is fast approaching. We have such a rich history as Lutherans, and many people don't realize that. The CLCC offers a seminar called Your Reformation Walk that teaches that rich heritage and helps you appreciate it. The CLCC also offers other seminars designed to help laity learn to appreciate what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess. So invite us to your church. Visit theclcc.org and get details on scheduling a seminar for your church today.
Over summer, 2.5 months of what a child learned in school can leak away. Call Sylvan to turn summer learning loss into a gain. Sylvan pinpoints exactly what skills your child needs in just 3 hours a week over 12 weeks. You'll see results in your child's math or reading performance improving one grade level guaranteed, demonstrated through the pre and post assessment. So call now. At participating locations only. Some restrictions may apply. Call for complete guarantee details.
Sylvan Learning Center of Creve Coeur, 314-997-3035. 997-3035.
This world could be fair, this world could be fun, this could be heaven for everyone, this world could be free.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're listening to Barbara Walters' 2020 special on heaven aired for 2 hours on Friday night, and she's covered pop culture, pop Christianity. She's right in the middle of it with Joel Osteen, and she's asking some hard questions of America's pastor, of the largest megachurch pastor in the United States, of I think arguably the most successful pastor, at least media-wise, in the entire world. Best-selling books, 10 million people watching him every week on television. That's nothing to sneeze at. She's asking him some of the tough questions. And we're getting your reaction to the ABC News special on heaven. Michael, listening on his Issues Etc. Android app in Maryland, says, do good people go to heaven? How do they deal with the Sermon on the Mount? I know when I look at the Sermon on the Mount, then at my heart, I find no good and nothing deserving heaven. I only see deserving hell. Thank God for Christ's death, says Michael. You're quite right, Michael, and that's one of the things that's glaringly absent. The Jesus question actually had to be raised by Barbara Walters. I think if someone begins to talk about heaven and Jesus does not figure prominently in the first couple sentences, you're off on the wrong foot, probably being guided more by pop culture than by scripture on the subject. Gene in Edwardsville says, jeepers, Pastor Todd, doesn't anyone read Holy Scripture? Non-Christian clerics, okay. But Christian clergy, there's no excuse. Gene says, the Barbara Walters special is giving me a stomachache. Sorry, Gene, but thanks for listening in Edwardsville. Let's hear more.
I really believe that God has put a void in every person that only Christ can fill, and when we receive that, we have that hope of heaven. And I think that's one of the big things about Christianity is we know it's not just this life. It's, you know, there's more to it. I think one of the reasons Christ came is not only that he could make a way that we could make it to heaven, but that we could have a heaven on earth.
Hallelujah! Thank you for heaven, Lord!
When we come back, Maria Shriver, the lessons she's learned from her family tragedies.
Why is it important for people to believe in something after death?
They find comfort in believing in heaven. That made them feel peaceful. This isn't the end of it.
Next.
We're listening to the 2020 special that aired on Friday night, Barbara Walters on Heaven. Next, Maria Shriver, famous family of American culture and politics, talking about an abiding belief in heaven. We'll get to that in just a minute. I want to hear from you, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email right here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. Or you can visit our Facebook fan page and leave your reaction to Barbara Walters' special on heaven there, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. So we've heard from pop culture, pop American Christianity. Now, I don't think we're going to call this politics. We'll just call this, I think it's back to pop culture. We'll call this the celebrity view of heaven, because we Americans don't do anything, we don't decide anything without consulting our celebrities.
Isn't it extraordinary that a place no one can prove exists is a profound comfort for millions of people in their darkest times, especially when they lose a loved one? It can also soften the blow for children who may first encounter death when a grandparent or even a pet dies. How parents handle the child's questions at those times can make a big difference. It is a moment etched in our memories, the funeral of President John F. Kennedy, and the unforgettable image of young John Kennedy Jr. saluting his father's casket. The president's niece, Maria Shriver, was there too, an 8-year-old girl facing the first of many losses in her close-knit family. As she grew up, Maria mourned the passing of 9 more family members, among them Uncle Robert Kennedy, Cousin David, Aunt Jackie Onassis, Cousin Michael, Cousin John Kennedy Jr.
I had experienced quite a few funerals as a child, and I had parents who were of the generation that you don't talk about heaven, you don't talk about death, you just move right along. My daughter started asking me a lot of the same questions that I had had as a child. Really basic questions. Why do you put somebody in a coffin? Where does she go now? Is she scared in the box? Can she breathe in the box? And what was interesting, Barbara, was that she started answering the questions for herself. So I started writing down her answers.
Maria turned those questions and answers into a best-selling children's book called What's Heaven?
Now, we'll get back to that. This is my favorite part. Because, and granted, it is kind of a celebrity's view. Would we care if someone wrote a book about heaven, if their last name wasn't at least connected to something famous? Probably not. So, the questions that a child is asking in the face of death, something that hasn't really been seriously discussed, either in the pop culture view of heaven or the pop Christianity view of heaven, death. We had Scott call us earlier, and he's talking about the wages of sin is death, and how can we talk about this and have this kind of cheery, rosy view of heaven as though we don't die, as though we just wander off into the field of dreams. But when you're a little kid and you're looking, you're standing there in the church, and someone that you knew alive yesterday is dead today, and you see them in the casket, and maybe you even see them lower that casket into the ground, you start asking questions. And they're not questions that are only about heaven. They're questions about death. So if you don't have a right view of death, then you're off on the wrong foot on heaven altogether. But see, that's what we've done in pop culture, pop American Christianity. We gloss over death. We acknowledge that it's there, but we like to act like it isn't. And it's almost like everybody kind of gets translated. That's the old Christian term for people that they thought didn't die, but just got translated into the next life. That point between this life and the next, which is the wages of sin, that's the part we don't want to talk about. That's probably why pop culture and pop American Christianity can speak in such similar language, such similar vocabulary, such similar terms about heaven and get it really so wrong. That's probably why Joel Osteen doesn't really want to talk about sin and doesn't really want to answer the question about people who die apart from Christ. If he talked about death, he'd have to talk about sin. If he talked about sin, you'd have to talk about Jesus. This is a Jesus you believe in. This is a Jesus who came to give you a prosperous life. A Jesus who gave you not only the way to get to the next life, but heaven here on earth. That's what Joel said. Oddly enough, not a Jesus who came to lay down his life in death so that we might have eternal life. I'm pretty sure Joel still believes that. But it's interesting that we got to go to Maria Shriver and the questions of a little kid about death before we start encountering some real truth, who knows, about heaven.
Why is it important for people, especially children, to believe in something after death?
They find comfort in believing in heaven. That made them feel peaceful.
The hope that we will meet our loved ones in heaven helped catapult Mitch Albom's book, The Five People You Meet in Heaven, onto the New York Times bestseller list for 95 weeks after it was published in 2003.
I believe that we don't just end when we go in the ground. We're not just here to be food for worms. I would like to believe that some of the things that we didn't understand while we're here in some way become clear.
What is the message of your book?
That there's no such thing as a nobody, number mm-hmm. one. That everybody touches somebody. And that love that you have for people who are here on earth can go on even after you're gone. I've not met anyone who hasn't talked to me about heaven, who hasn't said that I'm going to see the people that I love. again. I'm going to hold them again. I'm going to kiss them again. I'm going to get to tell them the things that I didn't have a chance to say while I was here. The scene that I hear the most about from people who read The Five People You Meet in Heaven is about when Eddie gets to see his wife again.
You died. Died and you lost everything, and I lost everything. I lost the only woman I ever loved.
No, you didn't. I was right here. And you love me anyhow.
And he says to her, you know, I never stopped loving you. All that time you were gone. And she says, I know, I felt it.
Must love is still love, Eddie. It takes a different form, that's all.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll listen to more of Barbara Walters' 2020 special on heaven. Mitch Albom has, what has he done? He's recycled the kind of quasi-Christian pop culture view of heaven and managed to make some pretty good money off of it in his book. Just telling people what they want to hear. Don't worry, when they die, nothing's wrong. Nothing bad has happened. It's okay. I've buried a lot of people, folks, as a pastor, and I've seen people die, and I can tell you from personal experience, there's something wrong. We'll be right back. And touch the flame
where the sheets have no name. South Africa.
China.
Germany.
Trinidad and Tobago.
Did you know that people listen to Issues Etc. around the world?
India.
Sweden.
Egypt.
France.
Turkey.
Japan.
Australia.
Canada.
United Kingdom.
Hong Kong.
Austria.
Finland.
Malaysia.
Singapore.
Bulgaria.
Korea.
Brazil.
You can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Help us proclaim Christ to the world.
The Philippines.
Mexico.
Spain.
New Zealand.
Kuwait.
It's here. It's here. It's finally here. Lutheran Catechesis Catechist Edition. A comprehensive guide to catechesis for a Lutheran congregation, including expanded helps on the catechism, a section of catechesis on the table of duties, Christian vocation, and learn-by-heart schedules for the congregation at prayer. Order yours today from the Concordia Catechetical Academy at peacesussex.org.
Join Issues Etc. regular guest Gene Edward Veith, Stephen Hine, and me for the Conference on Classical and Lutheran Education, July 17th through the 19th at Memorial Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas. Topics include teaching Latin, music, history, literature, the catechism, and more. Visit ccle.org for more information. The Conference on Classical and Lutheran Education, July 17th through the 19th in Houston, Texas, ccle.org.
Sacramental, historical, liturgical. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Funding abortions is not just a political question.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
Most of the news surrounding the cost of abortion concerns taxpayer funding, but some abortion advocates raise money to help women pay for abortions. The group Fund Abortion Now equates funding an abortion with giving a woman a second chance. They say it recognizes that, quote, women's lives matter. Completely missing from this reasoning, of course, is any mention of the other life affected by the decision to abort. Sadly, giving a woman what this group calls a second chance means denying her unborn baby any chance at all.
Are you pro-life? Then visit our website at sba-list.org and discover how you can make a difference. I'm Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. Thanks for taking a stand.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're talking about heaven. listening to the Barbara Walters 2020 special on Heaven that aired on Friday, and getting your reaction during audio open lines on this Monday afternoon, July the 9th. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July is called Faith and Act, The Survival of Medieval Ceremonies in the Lutheran Reformation. It is a myth that's often propagated, sadly, even by some Lutherans today, that the Reformation threw everything out and started over again, especially when it comes to worship practice. And really nothing could be further from the truth. In all of the things that they dispensed with during the 16th century Reformation, the errors and the abuses that they found present in the church in its teaching and practice, they did make some changes to the worship practice, taking out those things that were an offense to the gospel, that obscured the gospel, but they kept the vast majority far more than they dispensed with. And with that little myth dispelled, you might want to learn more. That's why our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July details it for you. It's called Faith and Act, The Survival of Medieval Ceremonies in the Lutheran Reformation. You can find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org. Or you can call Concordia Publishing House and order Faith and Act, The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July, 1-800-325-3040. 1-800-325-3040. Ask for Faith and Act. All right. I've been making a list here of trying to summarize the view that's being presented slowly but surely in both the religious and the cultural treatment of the subject of heaven in the Barbara Walters special. Forgive me, because this is in no particular order, but I just added another thing to my list during the break. I already had that good people go to heaven, and since most people are good, you really have to screw up not to go to heaven. You're going, don't worry, unless you really, really mess up. Like a Hitler kind of mess up, or a serial killer kind of mess up, or a child molester kind of mess up. That there's a connection between us here and them there. That's Mitch Albom talking about five people you meet in heaven, and we hear it from Christian ministers too, that they're hearing from their mother at their mother's funeral. People believe that they hear from those who have gone on to be in heaven. And what's the general message? General message is, this is the one I added during the break, death isn't a problem. If it's recognized at all, and it's remarkable to me how little it's recognized in this conversation about heaven. I do not blame Barbara Walters, by the way. The people she's talking to don't bring it up. But the general message is death isn't a problem. Grandma will still see you. She's peeking through the holes in the floor of heaven. Your dead father will still comfort you and stand with your dead wife. Don't worry. She still knows that you love her. Because death isn't a problem. It isn't really a separation. And if you read the Bible, even in a cursory fashion, you realize death is a huge problem. And it's an absolute separation. And then, of course, and I'll get to this before we end today on my list, heaven is whatever, it's going to be whatever you want it to be. Whatever you want it to be, that's what it'll be. And so we'll hear in just a minute here from a little boy who claims to have gone to heaven. And it turned out to be, surprise, surprise, everything he wanted it to be. Because that's the expectation of heaven. You may have noticed something, and I'll talk about this at the end, that a kind of generic belief in heaven has come to substitute for faith in Jesus. All of these things that I mentioned here can be addressed in a specific way with Jesus. But in the pop culture view and the pop American Christianity view of heaven, Jesus really isn't that necessary. He's not central to our belief in heaven. Let's hear more.
Your book has touched so many people. What has made this book so popular that we need now?
Well, you know, we live in a culture, Barbara, where if you're not rich or famous, if you're not a movie star or a banker on a reality TV show, you can start to feel like you're a second-class citizen. And when we get to heaven, what movie you were in or how much money you earned when you were here isn't going to be the barometer as to whether or not you were a worthy soul. And so people who just slug it out every day, being as good as they can, working, raising their families, maybe turn to heaven and say, well, maybe my reward for being a decent person will come later. Maybe there's something beyond this crazy world that we're living in, and maybe that's where I'll be appreciated.
When you go to heaven,
okay,
will you be meeting Uncle Jack Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, Rose Kennedy, Jacqueline Kennedy?
I have that hope. And I have some idea that, you know, that you're joined in some capacity with other people who've gone before you. I don't know exactly how that works, but I do believe that, you know, this isn't the end of it.
When you talk to people, what do most people feel about heaven?
There's one thing I would say about heaven. If you believe that there's a heaven, your life here on earth is different. You may believe that you're going to see your loved ones again, so the grief that you had after they're gone isn't as strong. You may believe that you will have to answer for your actions, so the way you behave here on earth is changed. Maybe that's all heaven ends up being, is an idea that affects your behavior and makes you a better person here on earth. So in a certain way, just believing in the idea of heaven is heavenly in and of itself.
When we come back, is this a little bit of heaven here on earth? Millions of people think so.
Are you a god?
The Dalai Lama and Richard Gere. What does he think heaven is?
I think it's right now.
All right. And we will get back to the Barbara Walters 2020 special on heaven. So Mitch Albom kind of interspersed there with Maria Shriver. Maria Shriver's honest about it. She doesn't know what's waiting on the other side. She doesn't know whether she's going to see her famous relatives who've died. She hopes there is, but she summarizes by saying, this isn't all there is. I just believe this isn't all there is. And Mitch Albom, who's written a book that many people have read about heaven, many Christians read it, and didn't seem to have a problem with it. You know, maybe it doesn't really matter whether heaven is or isn't. Maybe the idea, just the idea of it, is enough. It didn't have to be real. The idea of it is enough. The fact that people believe in it changes the way they live here, and really, what else matters? Very pragmatic view of heaven, actually. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Care to react? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or visit our Facebook fan page. You can leave your reaction there, facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's see what's next. I think they promised the Dalai Lama.
It is one of the most mystical and exotic places on earth. On the edge of the Himalayan mountains, in a remote corner of northern India. I traveled here from half a world away to visit the earthly home of a reincarnated Buddha, His Holiness the Dalai Lama. The Dalai Lama was given this out-of-the-way village called Dharamsala for his government in exile after the Chinese occupied his homeland of Tibet 53 years ago. As I walked through the dusty back streets, I found burgundy-clad Tibetan monks everywhere. Fluttering prayer flags are thought to spread harmony and good fortune through the wind. Pilgrims spin wheels filled with prayers, hoping they will be heard. This place is now the spiritual center of Tibetan Buddhism, one of the world's most ancient religious cultures.
Welcome.
Thank you, Your Holiness. Thank you for allowing us to visit with you. The Dalai Lama is a charming and charismatic leader.
Very cold. I wonder how you stay warm.
With an infectious giggle. He is said to be the 14th reincarnation of what is called the heavenly deity of compassion and wisdom. About 14 million Buddhists believe the Dalai Lama is a living God.
We refer to you with deep respect as Your Holiness. Are you a God? No. No? Today, very day, my eye a little irritation. Sorry, if I'm God, that should not happen. You could say, let that go away. the Dalai Lama is not a god, what is he then, a teacher?
A teacher.
A teacher.
I think teacher.
Every year, the Dalai Lama, who is now 77, presides over 2 weeks of teaching on Buddhism. Hundreds of pilgrims, listening to translations in several languages, join throngs of Tibetan monks for intensive all-day sessions. The Dalai Lama is the world's foremost scholar in his very complex faith. Buddhists do not believe in God, at least not in the way Christians do, but they do believe some kind of heaven exists. Where is heaven?
Buddhist teacher described 10 directions.
10 directions?
10 directions. East, south, and west, north, and above, and below.
Ancient Tibetan texts describe 6 uniquely nightmarish kinds of hell and 6 distinct levels of heaven.
We'll take a break. The Dalai Lama, you got to hand it to a Buddhist for the vague answer, don't you? Where is it? It's that direction, whatever direction you're pointed. But of course, the point isn't where it is. The question is, who is there? We'll get to that after this.
And she's buying a stairway to heaven.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Christ Lutheran, Jackson, Mississippi. Prince of Peace Lutheran, San Diego, California. Trinity Lutheran, Tryon, North Carolina. Our Redeemer Lutheran, Dallas, Texas. Calvary Lutheran, Yuma, Arizona. St. Paul Lutheran, Milford Center, Ohio. Peace Lutheran, Chehalis, Washington. Christ Lutheran, Noblesville, Indiana. Our Redeemer Lutheran, Lexington, Kentucky. And St. James Lutheran, Baltimore, Maryland. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and print the one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll publicize your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support, the Issues Etc. 300.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
This is Pastor Clint Poppy, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska, proud supporter of Issues Etc. Each month we host the Nebraska Lutherans for Confessional Study, a serious study of Lutheran theology. We generally meet on the fourth Thursday of each month from 9:30 to 2:30, and both clergy and laity are invited. There is no charge to attend. For more information, please call the church office or visit our website, goodshepherdlincoln.org, and click on the green NLCS tab.
Why didn't Lutherans abandon many of the worship practices of the medieval Roman Catholic Church? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July is Faith and Act, The Survival of Medieval Ceremonies in the Lutheran Reformation. It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040. Or you can find out more about Faith and Act at issuesetc.org. Faith and Act, The Survival of Medieval Ceremonies in the Lutheran Reformation. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Famous hymn of the Reformation that rouses the hearts of people not only Lutheran but not Lutheran, playing right now at Lutheran Public Radio. Now, if you've thought, sounds like an interesting little thing they're doing there, but it's just for Lutherans, you're wrong. Lutheran Public Radio is sacred music of the church. For all 2,000 years, following the church year, 24/7, 365 days a year, and you can find it absolutely free at LutheranPublicRadio.org, LutheranPublicRadio.org, sacred music for the world. We're going through Barbara Walters' special here, and we're listening to what they said on Friday night on 2020 for about 2 hours on the subject of heaven. Sandy in Fort Bidwell, Georgia says, I listened to this show this morning and have tossed around. No one is talking about Jesus. And if we are in Christ, what makes a difference? And where what and where heaven is, we will be with Jesus. Very insightful, Sandy. You're anticipating what I have to say at the end, but I'll save that there, smartest listeners in radio. Now, Barbara was talking with, I believe, Richard Gere and the Dalai Lama, two famous Buddhists, one obviously more famous than the other. I'm speaking there of Richard Gere, about their view of heaven.
Your Holiness, describe the Buddhist vision of heaven.
Very happy, very pleasant, is best place to further development of the spiritual practice.
And that is where Christians and Buddhists disagree.
For Buddhists, final goal is not just to reach there, but become Buddha, oneself become Buddha.
So heaven is not a place of permanence. It is sort of a waiting place, not the end in itself.
Yes, not the end.
Buddhists believe that after we die, we are born again and again, living many different lifetimes. And in Buddhism, if you do good things, compassionate things, you will be reborn to have a happier life.
That's right.
Well, if you are, let's say, a bad person, you could come back as an animal.
If someone do very bad, badly, or kill or steal, could be born. Even animal body.
And Buddhists believe that even animals can improve their chances of becoming human again. So if you're a very good dog, you have a way of getting out of this so-called hell of being an animal and moving to the next day.
That's right.
I know a lot of dogs that we have as pets who are leading very good lives. So they may come back.
So
something
I think that you already, I think, experienced among the dogs. You see, some are very comparatively more warm-hearted, isn't it?
Yes.
Some dogs always fighting like that. So those nicer dogs, you see, their future is much brighter.
The 14th God King of Tibet was born in a cowshed on a Tibetan farm soon after the previous Dalai Lama died. He was discovered by a search party of monks, and after passing a battery of tests, 3-year-old Tenzin Gyatso was proclaimed to be the reincarnated Dalai Lama. Tenzin and his family moved to the Potala Palace in Lhasa, Tibet's capital city. Your Holiness, you are said to be the living reincarnation of the 13th Dalai Lama. When you were a baby, you were able to point to certain objects of the 13th Dalai Lama.
That's correct.
That's one of the reasons that people felt you were the Dalai Lama. So that did come from some prior memory.
When I was young, you see, it seems there are quite clear sort of memory about past life. But now, no longer there.
So what is the purpose of reincarnation? Why not just stay in heaven? Buddhists believe that the ultimate goal is nirvana or enlightenment, a state of all-knowing contentment.
So the highest nirvana, that's Buddhahood. So completely eliminated all the negative emotions. That automatically brings enlightenment.
Are you enlightened, Your Holiness?
No. I do not know what will happen tonight. I don't know. And my memory, what details or event, what happened yesterday, some already forget.
I see. If you were enlightened, you would remember everything?
Oh, yes.
So you haven't reached that stage yet, perfection?
No. And I always consider myself as another human being. Nothing special, nothing more.
All right, that's the Dalai Lama and Barbara Walters talking about a Buddhist view of heaven. Jason in Cedar Park, Texas says, well, I think heaven on its own is just not enough for this life, for we are all still sinners. Therefore, heaven or not, we all would be doomed to hell. So would it really affect how we live if we were left with an unattainable goal of heaven? Heaven without Jesus is no heaven for me, says Jason. I can't get there on my own. Funny how other religions inject this concept of levels of heaven as if we could even attain the entry level on our own. We need Jesus Christ crucified for the wicked. He prepares a place for us. And he says, where we can have that peace that passes all human understanding. Jesus is our hope. Thank you very much, Jason. Thanks for listening in Texas. Daniel in Iowa City says, well, I have a headache after watching that. But to cut to the chase, the problem I have is that a lot of perspectives shared, while very specific theological or doctrinal passages from varying religions were discussed, there were buzzwords everywhere. Belief, hope, peace, comfort, all these were discussed as mere and vaguely defined sentiments. In addition, easy questions were asked to those providing morally convenient perspectives. Bluntly, the wrong questions were asked throughout the whole special, which can be plainly seen in the title and never answered. The conclusion was atrociously pluralistic and a journalistic joke, says Daniel. Thanks for listening in Iowa City. Well, let's hear what Barbara, how she closes off the 2 hours on heaven.
Tonight we have taken a journey, hearing the views on heaven from a diverse group. But we have learned that there are almost 10,000 distinct and separate religions, and it's safe to say that most all of them have some theory of life after death. First, what is the purpose of life?
The purpose of life is to come to the end of your life at peace with the Lord, so that you may find an eternal happiness in heaven.
I would think that the purpose of life is to live a decent life for its own sake, not for the sake of getting a reward.
I don't think necessarily heaven and hell happen in some other life, in some future life. I think it's right now.
Maybe that's all heaven ends up being, is an idea that affects your behavior and makes you a better person here on earth. But in and of itself, that's a pretty amazing concept.
And if there is a heaven, what is it like?
It's a beautiful place, and it's a place far away from here where people are at peace and where you're welcomed by God.
Heaven is something which is a delight for all of our senses. Physical, emotional, intellectual, and spiritual.
Everything peaceful, compassionate, full of spirituality.
It's peace. And it is, as the Bible has said, no tears, no mourning, no suffering. It's eternal joy and happiness.
Our journalistic search for heaven has come to an end, but the search and need for heaven doesn't seem to stop. Almost 90% of Americans believe there is indeed an actual place that is heaven. Most of us hope that we're headed there, and while we may disagree on what heaven actually looks like, or what we will look like, or even what we will do there, this seems fairly certain. Heaven is a place where you are at peace, and where you are happy all the time. I'm Barbara Walters, and for ABC News, and for myself, I want to wish you and your family a heavenly weekend.
All right, that's how it ended. They somehow managed to make it sound like all those diverse views of heaven agreed with one another. Okay, here's the problem. It is death. Contrary to the pop culture view of heaven, death is a real problem. It does separate you from those that you love when they die or when you die. It does. And we can only say that death is not a problem, not by a generic belief in heaven, but by belief in Jesus Christ, who has conquered death in his own death, who has come down from heaven and directly intervened in his incarnation in the, from our perspective, unstoppable march of death. He has broken it and he has defeated it. Is it true that good people go to heaven? No, only the perfect, actually. And that perfection is found only, again, not in those who are good and destined for heaven because they're just that good, but in the one who is good, Jesus Christ, who lends us his eternal righteousness and his perfection, making us worthy of eternal life. Are you connected with Grandma when she dies? Well, I don't know that anybody wants to send Grandma to hell, but there are a lot of grandmas in hell. There's only one who connects us to eternal life. And it's not grandma, it's not your loved ones as much as you love them. It's Jesus. He's the one who says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again so that where I am, you will be also. That's heaven. Folks, if you appreciate a timely Christian response to programs like this 2020 special on heaven, and you're a member of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, please support the worldwide outreach of Issues, etc. through Thrivent Choice. Find it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Donate, and right there under the Thrivent logo, as you click it, you'll find a way to donate to Issues, etc. through Lutheran Public Radio. We thank everybody who's done so far, and everybody who plans to do in the future. Thank you for your support, especially during these difficult summer months. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Does your church need a full-time or backup organist? The Virtual Organist Service from Church Music Solutions is genuine organ leadership using your instrument with your specific selections when you need it. You can try it out for free with our demo unit, which allows you and your members to hear and see the virtual organist without obligation and without a sales pitch. For more details, go to churchmusicsolutions.com.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues, Etc. with Thrivent Choice.